As revealed by BBC Newsline last night, club and international matches at Windsor Park in Belfast could be in doubt after the West End, known as the Cop, was sealed off because of possible subsidence. Cracks in the structure of the stand were spotted on Tuesday. The area has been sealed off. The stand was filled to capacity with Northern Ireland fans on Sunday for the Euro 2016 qualifier victory over Finland. The RSFA said they became aware on Tuesday morning of some damage having been caused overnight to the West Stand. The executive editor of the Belfast Telegraph, John Laverty, with us today. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. And Basil McCrae is the committee member for the Department of Culture, Arts and Leisure. Morning to you, Basil.
Good morning.
Haven't spoken to you in a while, Basil. Good morning to you. John, it's a disaster, this, isn't it?
Well, disaster's maybe too strong a word, considering the real stadium disasters we've had over the last 20 years. But, I mean, I'm not a structural engineer, but what I can say, the good news for Northern Ireland fans and for local football fans, there is no chance really of the Cop stand actually collapsing. But the bad news is, especially with the international coming up in June against Romania, if that stand isn't 100% right, that match is not going to take place at Windsor Park.
Basil?
Yeah, I think it's really serious, that particular match. Romania is the big crunch match, and we wanted to have the stadium all decked out and ready to go for that. But, of course, safety is the primary concern. And it's worth saying, Stephen, that we've invested a lot of money in the stadium. You know, it's something approaching £30 million will be spent. So it'll be a great disappointment if it's not absolutely A1.
And what happens next, John?
Well, to give you a timeline on this, Stephen, first of all, the structural engineers will look at it probably later today, have a good look at it. I mean, they may take at least 48 hours looking at it, and then they will give a report about the amount of work that needs to be done. After that, obviously, the RSFA will have to make a decision as to whether to close part of the stand or all of the stand. Now, this will be their decision. There's a match coming up, as you know, on Saturday with Linfield and Crusaders. Now, the North Stand, which is still obviously the last remaining stand, it could hold enough fans. It would be rather unusual because you'd have one tier upwards with Linfield fans and another tier below with Crusaders fans. Rather unusual, but it could actually hold it. They could actually open a bit of the Cop stand. That's okay. There's an Irish Cup final coming up in May, possibly the same thing. But with regard to the international game, Stephen, if that stand isn't fully operational, there's no way that match is going to take place at Windsor Park. It will have to be switched. It's happened before, of course. Northern Ireland in the early 70s played international matches at Goodison Park in Liverpool because of we were at the height of the troubles then back in the early 70s. This match could be possibly switched if UEFA agree to, say, Ibrox Park in Glasgow or Anfield in Liverpool or even Old Trafford.
But the big one...
I'm going to Dublin, but Stephen, because... apart from any other political concerns, it can't go to Dublin because the Republic of Ireland would be playing on the same night.
The big one's clearly the Romanian game, isn't it? In June, should we be thinking of an alternative venue, Basil, if we can't have full capacity at that game?
Well, if we can't get the stadium safe, we're going to have to switch. For a start, they wouldn't let us play, you know, if we didn't get a complete sign-off from the engineers.
No, I'm not saying if it's completely safe, but I'm saying if we can't get full capacity, and that's such an important game in June against Romania, should we think of playing elsewhere?
Well, what I want to see is the engineers report back, and I need to see it fairly quickly, and I think we're talking about maybe 3 to 4 days, and then we'll have to make decisions depending upon how, you know, what they say. There must be things that we can do. The investment that we've made in Windsor Park is very significant, and of course it is really important that we win the game against Romania. So I think we'll have to move every effort to keep it in Windsor Park. I just wouldn't like to move. The idea about going to Ibrox or somewhere like that, frankly, would be a PR disaster, and I don't think it would do the team any good either. So I wait with bated breath to see what the engineers have to say, and I'm hoping it's not as bad as people think.
Okay, Basil.
Stephen, you talk about full capacity, but it's not full capacity anyway, because obviously there's only two stands in operation, and that would reduce it to one. But with regard to the June game, full capacity, full available capacity is what UEFA want, and they're not going to get that if a stadium is reduced to just one stand, and that's not going to happen.
Okay, John and Basil, thank you very much indeed.